This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, July 2nd, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Following the Supreme Court's decision on Chevron deference last week, there are plenty of questions about what now. Mary Thomas Hart with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association believes it'll take time to sort out the new paradigm.
I don't think that the shift is going to happen overnight, right? I certainly don't think that at the end of 2024, we're going to see this massive shift in how our federal government works. It took 40 years for the full impact of Chevron to be recognized. And I think that it's going to probably take, you know, at least a few years for us to start to see that shift back. Certainly, it's not going to be an easy few years. There's going to be a lot of growing pains on both sides of the federal government as the executive branch kind of has to deal with losing some authority, Congress having to deal with gaining some responsibility again.
Hart thinks regulatory agencies will still have a job to do in implementing rules.
There are always going to be, and I think increasingly more so, those really technical decisions that we need to leave up to experts that work at those agencies. But for policy decisions, for line drawing exercises, for determining who is and who isn't subject to regulation, those are decisions that Congress needs to make, right? That's the reason we elect Congress and send those members, those representatives to D.C. I think that this decision today is going to do a lot to hold Congress accountable to make some of those tough decisions. And then, sure, it leaves some space for agencies to fill in the gaps, but only the gaps that Congress tells them to fill in.
The 6-3 decision lands immediately on pending and future regulatory issues, but would open the door to challenges for existing rules. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration today proposed a heat standard that would require employers to develop plans for protecting workers from excessive temperatures, such as those sweeping the U.S. this week. Assistant Labor Secretary for Occupational Safety and Health, Doug Parker, said today's proposal is an important next step in the process to receive public input to craft a win-win final rule that protects workers while being practical and workable for employers. The standard, which applies to indoor and outdoor workers and has been in the works at OSHA since the beginning of the Biden administration, sets 80 degrees as the initial heat trigger and 90 as the high heat trigger. At 80 degrees, employers would have to ensure their workers have cool drinking water and break areas with cooling measures, that according to an OSHA fact sheet. At 90 degrees, employers would have to provide rest breaks of 15 minutes at least every 2 hours and conduct observation for signs and symptoms of heat-related illness, OSHA said. More on the heat standards is available now at www.agripulse.com. Plenty of doubt has been shared over whether Congress would be able to approve a new farm bill this year. Chuck Conner with the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives says the challenge is ultimately fundamental.
Well, how to pay for it is the big obstacle. If we had the money for Title I, which I think plussing up reference prices on Title I would get overwhelming support among Republicans and Democrats in the House and the Senate. If we had the money to do that, this farm bill would be done. I mean, we'd be ready to go. So it's more than important. It's fundamental.
Challengers of the House Ag Committee's Farm Bill proposal say the plan promises too much. But Conner says reference prices for corn and other commodities doesn't touch the current price levels.
$3.72, I think, is the reference price on corn, you know, just as an example. Those are below rock-bottom prices. I mean, those are just very, very outdated price levels.
No additional action has been scheduled on farm policy in the Senate Ag Committee. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farmers have the right to repair their own equipment thanks to a series of memorandums of understanding between the American Farm Bureau Federation and major agricultural machinery manufacturers, including John Deere, Case IH, New Holland, Kubota, and AGCO. Learn more at fb.org/right to repair. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.